Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Joy Christian Radio. So many people we've heard of who are not able to go to church because of the COVID-19 crisis. And, you know, we've answered that need here with Sunday Worship. We are your church away from church. And so we're glad that you're tuned in today. If you're homebound because of the quarantine, or if you're homebound because of your health, if you're one of the high-risk category people who are having to stay home all the time anyway, then let me just tell you how much we love you and how much we appreciate you and how much we're praying for you. And do remember, you can send us a prayer request or call us with a prayer request, whichever way works better for you. If you have email, you can send it to ministry@joychristianradio.com. ministry@joychristianradio.com. If you'd like to call it in, then you can just pick up the phone and call us. It's toll-free inside the continental United States of America, the 48 states of the continental United States of America. That telephone number, if you want to call in for the listener line, is 888-269-1958. The number again, toll-free, 1-888-269-1958. You can call any time of the day or night, leave your first name and whatever's on your heart, prayer request, or just want to talk to someone, leave your number and we'll call you back. That's how that works. And we'd love to hear from you. Well, let's take a look into the Word of God today. If you want to grab your Bible, we're going to be looking in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in just a little bit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. I heard a story many years ago. A wealthy man went duck hunting with a hired hand named Sam. They took a horse and carriage, and along the way, a rim came off one of the wheels. Sam was hammering the rim back on, and during that time, he accidentally hit his finger with that hammer, and instantly he let go of some bad words. But he fell quickly to his knees, and he asked God's forgiveness. He said, "Lord, it's difficult at times to live the Christian life," he prayed. After he finished his prayer, the wealthy man looked at Sam and he said, "Sam, I know you're a Christian, but tell me, why do you struggle so? I'm an atheist and I don't have to deal with such insignificant problems as that." Well, Sam didn't know how to answer him. But about that time, two ducks flew overhead. The wealthy man raised his gun and fired two shots. Then he shouted, "Leave the dead one and go get that wounded bird." Sam pointed at the duck that was fluttering desperately to escape. And at that moment, he looked around and said, "I've got an answer for you now, boss. You said my Christianity isn't any good because I have to struggle so. Well, I'm like that wounded duck. I struggle to get away from the devil. But you're like the dead duck." Remember, he said, "Dead ducks don't flutter." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul was talking to the church at Corinth, and he said these words, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." In the original Greek language, the meaning of verse 8 gives us the understanding that we're hemmed in, but we're not baffled. We are bewildered and persecuted, and we are distressed, but we are not forsaken. We are not cast down, and we certainly are not destroyed. What a wonderful couple of verses to let us know what the Christian life is all about. We are struggling because of all these things around us, yet we are not destroyed. Life is full of struggles. That much has always been true, and it always will be true. Struggle is one very clear evidence that God is at work in your life. You know, at times when you don't struggle, you have to wonder. It is a good sign that Satan has you right where he wants you. That's why he's leaving you alone. But when you live, you're going to mess up. It's just that simple. But you know, the good news is that forgiveness for sin is always available. So don't despair. Just ask the Lord to forgive you. Get up off the ground, dust off your kneecaps, and get back to living. I don't know about you, but I struggle with a great many things in my life. When I was a child, my self-esteem was very close to non-existent. I had no confidence in myself at all. Later, as a young Christian and as a teenager, I really wasn't even sure God could do anything with me. But you know, when you grow up being told over and over that you're worthless, you begin to believe it. As a teenager in high school, I still had no confidence whatsoever, and I lived in the fear that I would never be able to measure up to what my mother wanted me to be. I remember this bully one time, this guy that wanted to make a name for himself. He kept shoving me while we were in front of the other boys during PE class. He continually told me that he'd give me a whipping, using his more colorful language to describe that. One day after school, he'd hidden behind the gym to meet me, knowing that I walked that direction in order to cut across the field on my way to my part-time job at the cotton mill. He jumped out and proceeded to hit on me, and he jumped on my back. Well, I was much stronger than he was, so I threw him off, and I ran off shouting, "I won't fight you." Interestingly enough, he never bothered me again, even though I had been tagged with a brand new nickname, Chicken. You know what? In spite of all of that, God was able to help me work through those struggles of my teen years and my childhood, and to be able to realize that I am a child of God. It is God who is in control of my life, not circumstances, and certainly not my struggles. Well, you know what we should do? I think a lot of times our struggles are hidden from us. We don't want to face them, so sometimes we ignore them. And you know, when you struggle about a great many things in your life, as I did, you find out that you need to drag those struggles out in the open. A struggle is like our enemy hiding in the dark. And when we keep it in the dark, we never are able to really deal with it. We struggle with it in silence. We need to identify our struggles. Maybe there's been a disaster that's happened during the COVID-19 and you just can't understand it. Maybe the disaster itself is known by everybody around you, but your struggles concerning it are not. We try to hide our struggles. Many of us have experienced the death of someone very close to us, a parent, a spouse, or a child, or some other person we love very deeply. Maybe a house fire. You know, we had one of those a number of years ago. I know what that one's all about. But when you struggle with something major or something minor, whatever it is, God knows about it. Identify your struggles and realize you're never alone in your struggles. We all struggle. It's like evangelism, as one preacher said. I love this definition. He said evangelism is like one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. And because we all struggle, one of us who struggles alone is like one who struggles by himself unnecessarily. But when we share our struggles together, we can work through them together. Identify your struggle. Admit your struggle and get it out in the open. You know, God knows about your struggles. You've never heard God say, "Oops, I didn't see that one coming." He did know it was coming, and he's standing right by your side. Now you say, why didn't God stop that from happening? Only God knows the answer to that question, but I know this, and I can tell you this with all assurity. God never left you during your struggles. And when you struggle, God is always with you because you and I are never alone. God will get the glory. He will let His strength show forth in our weakness if we will just trust Him. So identify your struggles. And the last thing we need to do with our struggles is to give them to God. The bottom line is that we're struggling with so many things, and life itself is a struggle. And if you give it all to God, then He owns it. But you know, as our story helped us to understand, struggle is a sign of life. It's a sign that the devil has not got us. We're not where he wants us. He's trying his best to defeat us. Satan roams around seeking whom he may devour. He would love to destroy you. And if he can't destroy your soul because you've given it to Christ, there's one thing he can destroy. If you let him, he can destroy your life. And sometimes he destroys things because God gave him permission. Think about Job when you think about that. God told Satan he could only go so far. But Satan did manage to take away everything that was precious to Job. But Job never, ever doubted God. Even when his wife and his friends told him to curse God and die, Job never gave up on God. He never quit struggling with the things around him. And look what happened in the end. God blessed Job and multiplied everything he lost. So many things he lost, but God gave them back to him. That's how our God works. In our weakness, his strength will show forth. You've heard the poem, when you were asleep and walking down the beach, and during our most troublesome times, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. And other times, in normal times, there were two as we walked with God. And we asked the Lord, God, why was it in the troubled times there was only one set of footprints? Why did you desert me? And God said, my son, my child, I never deserted you. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was because I carried you. God is carrying you through your struggle, if you'll just let him. Turn it over to him. My grace is sufficient for you, God said. My strength is made perfect in weakness. If God said that through the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth so many years ago, don't you think he still means it today? So sing the Psalms along with me this morning. I say let's sing along with Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. God is on the throne. God sees your struggles. And like that great song written by our dear friend Gordon Jensen many years ago, Gordon said these words in that song, when grief has left you low, it causes tears to flow when things have not turned out the way you'd planned. But God won't forget you. His promises are true. Tears are a language God understands. Always remember, you are loved with an everlasting love. We love you too. So don't ever quit because of weakness and struggle. Don't ever quit because the world can be a cruel place. Don't ever quit because it seems like the evil in the world is overcoming us. It is not. Don't ever quit because an evil person in the world has hurt you. Don't ever quit because of a major loss that you think you cannot live through, because God is by your side. Why should we keep on trying? Well, maybe this story will help us to understand why. There was a Christian once who saw a scorpion floundering around in the water about to drown. The Christian man decided to save that scorpion, so he stuck out his finger and the scorpion promptly stung him. The man tried again to get the scorpion out of the water before he drowned, but the scorpion stung him again. A man standing nearby told the Christian man he should stop trying to save the scorpion that kept on stinging him. The Christian replied, "It's the nature of the scorpion to sting. It's my nature to love. Why should I give up my nature to love just because it's the nature of the scorpion to sting?" Don't ever give up loving. Don't ever give up your goodness. Don't ever quit because you struggle. Even when people in the world sting you over and over, never quit. Remember, Jesus Christ never quit. He died on that cross. There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There's no mountain too tall, he cannot move it. There's no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe it. And if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. And if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. He said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." I pray that the presence of Yeshua, our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come and invade the place where you are right now with his peace that only he can bring. I pray that God will make you an instrument of his love, of his saving grace, of his healing power, of his godly touch that none on earth can duplicate, and that you will go forth as his ambassadors in the faith and grace of our Lord and Savior. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and the Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The song from the lyrics that we quoted just moments ago from Scott Wesley Brown, "He will carry you." And that's your promise for today.